gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to spend some time with a really cool guy from Consumer Reports. He is standing by, and we're going to talk about a gamut of things, including the Tesla Model S. Consumer Reports recently did a test on the vehicle. It is certainly very popular in many areas of the country, in California in particular, and certainly has got a lot of press in recent times. It's won a number of accolades, including a number of the year awards. Motor Trend awarded it its Car of the Year. Automobile Magazine did as well, and AOL Autos also followed suit. So we'll be talking about this Tesla Model S, and we're also going to be talking about a comparison test of small sport utility vehicles that Consumer Reports did, and focusing on in particular the new Subaru Forester. Subaru has redone the Forester for 2014, I believe it is, and we'll get the inside scoop. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls at the usual number. Here it is, toll free from anywhere. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or you can reach out via the email. Email Bob at BobLongRadio.com. B-O-B at B-O-B-L-O-N-G-R-A-D-I-O.com. If you're into the social media stuff, I am up on Facebook under myself personally, Bob Long, also under Bob Long Radio, also under Auto World. If you are into Twitter. I am new to Twitter. I'm on there under Bob Long Radio, so would love to connect with you folks in that manner as well. And also, in this hour of the broadcast, we'll throw out a trivia question and test your automotive knowledge, and lots more fun is in store. I want to say hello to all of our listeners listening in the Detroit area, Windsor, Ontario, on the great radio station, the Information Station, AM 800 CKM. LW, and you guys can hit me up with emails anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so don't be a stranger. Joining us live right now on the Auto World guest lines is Mike Quincy from Consumer Reports. Mike, thank you so much for being here. We so appreciate your time.
Hey, Bob, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine, thank you so much. I have such respect for Consumer Reports magazine. Before we talk a little bit about Tesla and the Model S, there are a number of differences between Consumer Reports and some of the other consumer and enthusiast publications and websites out there. I was with Motor Trend for pretty close to 10 years as both their radio host as well as a writer, and did some streaming TV. But every single press vehicle that Motor Trend evaluated was loaned to Motor Trend, and we had some long-term vehicles in the fleet as well, and those were also loans, and that is pretty much the norm in the industry. But Consumer Reports does something that nobody else does. You guys actually go out and purchase these vehicles for evaluation purposes.
Well, Bob, I'm so glad you brought that up, because as you did point out, Consumer Reports is the only automotive publisher that buys its own test cars, and while you and some other people may or may not know, the press fleet that Motor Trend and all the other car books get are all cars that are hand-built by the manufacturers, so they fit a little better, they ride a little better, they perform a little better. They're not necessarily indicative of the same vehicles that the general public buys, and when Consumer Reports goes out to buy a car, and I, in fact, have personally purchased over 100 cars for the Consumer Reports test program, we don't tell the dealers that it's for Consumer Reports until the day we take delivery. We don't want the manufacturer to get their hands on it. Again, we want to buy and test the cars that everyone else buys.
That's fantastic. In an average year, Mike, how many vehicles does Consumer Reports buy?
We probably test between 60 and 80 vehicles a year. So we've spent many millions of dollars over the years purchasing vehicles and producing what we think are the world's best test results.
That is really cool that you've actually personally yourself been out there at the dealership level purchasing the vehicle. What is generally the reaction on the day of delivery when the dealership finds out that it's Consumer Reports that's buying this brand new ride?
You know, most of the time it's fine. I call my salesperson on the day that I'm going to be taking delivery of the car, and I say, "Hi, it's Mike Quincy, and just a couple things. I want you to know that I work for Consumer Reports, and this is going to be a test vehicle." And most of the time, the salesperson says, "Oh, that's cool." And other times, you can totally tell that they're getting really nervous and uptight, and I have to kind of talk them off the ledge and say, "Don't worry, we're not judging the dealer. We're just here to buy a car." So sometimes they get nervous, but most of the time, they're fine with it.
That's great. Another thing that separates Consumer Reports from the other consumer publications and enthusiast publications and websites is the fact that you guys own your own test facility. I know when I was at Motor Trend, I mean, we used to borrow facilities, Willow Springs, also out at Fontana, and our guys in Detroit quite often utilize some of the auto manufacturer facilities, even the Motor Trend Car of the Year. I'll squeal a little bit here. Part of the testing evaluation on that is done at the Hyundai Proving Grounds. But you guys, I have never visited the facility, and I'm here in New England like Consumer Reports, but I understand you have an absolutely beautiful facility just outside of Hartford, Connecticut that you guys own 100%.
Well, Bob, you must pay us a visit because, we're right down here in Connecticut. We have a 327-acre test facility that is state-of-the-art for a non-automotive test facility in the world, really. I mean, yes, we can't compete with the Chelsea Proving Grounds of Chrysler or the huge facility in Warren, Michigan that General Motors owns, but we do pretty good for our measly 327 acres. We do all the automotive testing here. We do tire testing here, and we do child safety seats. That's all. We don't test refrigerators or dishwashers or cell phones up here. We're just car people, and we really try to do a good job with it. It's actually the home of the former Connecticut Dragway, and it fell into disrepair in the 80s, and Consumer Reports heard about it and swooped in to buy it. We wanted our own facility because we used to rent time at Lime Rock Racetrack in Northwest Connecticut to test our cars, and it's much, much better to have our own facility, and I can literally look out of my office window like I'm looking at right now and look out upon the track.
Oh, that is fantastic. And I would imagine being located in New England also gives you guys an advantage. Most of the public, well, they're all over the place, but Motor Trend, for example, is in Southern California. There are a lot in Southern California. There are a number in Michigan. But a lot of the hardcore testing is done in warm weather climates. Now, being in New England, you've got four seasons of weather, and especially when testing an electric vehicle like we're going to be talking about, there are some definite nuances in New England when you consider the cold weather and how that is going to affect the performance of a battery pack. And that's something that some of these other publications and websites don't have if they're in a kind of sole climate area.
Well, you bring up a good point, and I think that when hybrids and electric cars started to get a lot more mainstream. Hybrids certainly in the early 2000s. We had a rotating test car throughout the year, and we tested Priuses and Civic hybrids, and we were getting mail from readers and subscribers saying, our fuel economy is going down in the winter. What's going on with that? And so we did some more study, and we found out that yes, in fact, the cold weather definitely affects a battery's performance for powering a car, whether it's a hybrid, a plug-in hybrid, or an all-electric model like the Tesla. And it's good consumer news. Usually when you hear a fuel economy number thrown out by a manufacturer or even electric car saying, you can expect X number of miles of driving range with our electric car, they don't tell you, for example, that you're going to get less in the winter. So that's a good reason we have Consumer Reports hanging around.
Absolutely. Mike, hang with us. We'll put it in neutral and much more with Mike Quincy straight ahead right here on Auto World.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading lift gate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
855-660-4261. If you have a question for Mike Quincy from Consumer Reports Magazine, we're going to be spending the whole hour with him. And now we're going to focus on a recent test of the Tesla Model S, a vehicle that's won a lot of accolades. This is an all-electric vehicle, kind of a high-end vehicle. And Mike, I can't wait to talk to you about this vehicle. I have not had the pleasure of driving it. It's been relatively... there have been relatively few available in the press fleet, as far as my knowledge is concerned, and I've sat in them at the Detroit Auto Show, and certainly it's a striking vehicle. As far as on the road, I only have seen one ever, and it was in a very affluent part of New Jersey, but I've talked to friends in California. They say there are a lot of them out there. The one thing that really distinguishes this vehicle from other alternative type vehicles, it is a true electric, and I think it would be a good thing to point that out, and also the fact that really the only two true electrics right now out there are the Nissan Leaf on one end of the spectrum, the Ford Focus Electric, and this vehicle.
Absolutely right, and I think some people also get a little confused between the Tesla model that we've tested and the Fisker, which mm-hmm. is a plug-in hybrid, kind of like the Chevrolet Volt, where the Fisker gives you a certain number of miles on electric-only power. When you run out of battery capacity, there's an onboard gas engine that kicks on and produces more electricity, thus extending the range. However, with the Tesla, it's all electric. So if you're out of juice and you're away from your home or you're away from a charging station, you basically stop. And that's kind of the downside of any electric car. In Consumer Reports testing, we were getting between about 180 miles of a cruising range on a cold winter day up to about 225 miles in more moderate temperatures. But what really blows you away and shocks you is the first time you do an acceleration run on this. This car went from 0 to 60 in about 5.6 seconds. That's like a V8-powered BMW 7 Series, a Jaguar XJ. It is a thrilling, thrilling ride.
So that is definitely one of the advantages of electric-powered vehicles, that instant torque. And certainly Tesla has, as you said, performed extremely well. It's also a very striking design. This is a four-door luxury, you can almost call it sports car. And when you get inside the Tesla, too, there are some very unique features, including what could only be described as almost like an iPad device in its center console. Tell our listeners a little bit about that, Mike.
Well, there's been a number of manufacturers that do a center control screen that helps drivers adjust controls for the radio, the climate system, and whatnot. And most of them are simply awful. Tesla, however, has really taken a page out of the Apple playbook and made their central control screen much like an iPad. It is very easy to use. It's very intuitive. It's very clear. And that's the good side. The bad side is that you're almost tempted to fiddle with it a lot more when you're driving, which is, of course, everyone here at Consumer Reports is going to say, do not do. You've got enough distractions going on as it is. But it certainly is entertaining for your passengers or your co-drivers. It is among the best of these systems. We still wish that there were some old-fashioned analog tuning knobs and volume knobs and hard buttons. But for what it is, it's pretty good.
Oh, absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about that charging. I mean, that's an amazing amount of range that you've told us that the Tesla is capable of doing. What kind of charging does it require to give you that kind of range?
Well, if you're plugging it in a standard 240 volt circuit at your house, it can take 12 hours to fully charge up. However, if you know, and with Tesla, you always need to bring money. I mean, not only is this an $80,000 car, to get the dedicated high power wall connector, you have to shell out another $1,200. But that will replenish your battery in about 5 hours, which isn't bad. I mean, when you think about you drive to work, and if it's within 40 or 50 miles, you don't have really to worry about it. You come home at night, you plug it in, and the next morning it's ready to go. So you can spend extra money to get extra charging stations at your house. You'll definitely have to hire an electrician, so that's extra money there. But it's freedom from driving to the gas station or giving your hard-earned money to ExxonMobil or Shell or all those other oil companies. So a lot of people find that liberating feeling of having an electric car and not being dependent on anyone else for its propulsion to be greatly satisfied.
Let's talk a little bit about pricing. As you alluded to, this is a high-end vehicle, and it doesn't take long to kind of pin that meter at some very high levels.
Well, sure. I mean, it is within the competitive realm, cost-wise, with other high-end luxury cars. However, it imposes also a certain amount of limitations, as we talked about. When you run out of juice on a trip with the Tesla, you're out of luck unless you can find a charging station. So that in and of itself is a bit of a letdown. You're also subject to weather. If you're here in New England, you have to count on snow. The Tesla's not available right now with all-wheel drive. It doesn't have some of the other safety features that we've come to expect in models costing this much, such as blind spot detection and lane departure and things like that. It's not all good news for the Tesla, but it's mostly good news. As we like to say, for all the fans out there that love the movie Spinal Tap, this one really does go to 11.
That's very well said, Mike. Let's talk a little bit more about the driving experience. I'm really curious about how this vehicle handles, as well as how it rides in suburban areas, city areas, pothole-laden areas. And I also understand, being an electric vehicle, that the cabin experience can be quite eerie with lack of noise.
It is eerie. Not only is you're getting, as we talked about before, that incredibly endless rush when you go to accelerate, you don't hear anything. You don't hear a howling V12 Ferrari engine pulsing through a vintage Anza exhaust system or a bellowing Detroit V8. You just hear this silent rush, which again is kind of off-putting. But the cool thing about Tesla is it's not just a rolling piece of technology. It's a really well thought out car, and by that I mean it produces a wonderful balance between ride and handling. A lot of times the sports sedan will beat you up because in order to get the pinpoint handling, the suspension has to be really stiff. The Tesla finds the balance between ride and handling, unlike most any car that we've ever tested. It has incredible brakes. It has very good steering feedback. And there's a good driving position. The seats are well made. The ergonomics are good. The controls are pretty decent. The thing about Fisker, it had a beautiful body and had some neat technology, but boy, the whole end package was really a mess, and it didn't perform well in Consumer Reports testing. The Tesla, on the other hand, they really dotted the I's and crossed the T's. They did their homework, and they made this not just a green car, but also a performance car.
When we come back, more about the Tesla Model S, and we're going to talk about the Subaru Forester. You're listening to Auto World all across North America. Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need, Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at DoomsdayExpo.com. DoomsdayExpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Consumer Reports has been testing products since 1936, and just to remind you folks, it's an expert, independent, nonprofit organization, and we're very lucky to be joined by Mike Quincy, and we're talking all about the Tesla Model S. We're also going to be talking about the Subaru Forester, which has been updated, redone for the current model year, and we invite your telephone calls at 855-660-4261 or emails Bob at BobAlongRadio.com. Throw out a quick trivia question here. General Motors made an electric vehicle in the 1990s. They only made a limited number, and they were all leased. What was the name of that two-seater GM car from the 1990s? We'd love to hear from you, and whoever comes up with the answer will get a free prize from the Bust and Knuckle Garage, 855-660-4261. And also, I'm giving away some of the Wash Drops products. All you have to do is send me an email, Bob at Bob Long Radio. .com, your name, address, and phone number, as they like to send it out via FedEx or UPS, so they need your phone number. But we're talking all about the Tesla Model S with Mike Quincy, and Consumer Reports has one of these vehicles in their purchase fleet, and I can't believe, looking at the scores, you guys really gave this Tesla Model S an extremely very, very good total Consumer Reports overall score.
It really is the valedictorian of the class. It scores a 99 out of a possible 100. So, it's impossible to really try to outdo a Tesla in terms of our scoring. I mean, it does so many things well. And in fact, someone just asked me a while back on Facebook, you know, what kept it from getting a perfect 100? And I actually had to kind of look it up. And I said, well, you know, the access is a little bit challenging. It sits kind of low to the ground, so getting in and out can kind of be a challenge. Visibility is just okay. The styling of the kind of sleek hatchback design in the rear limits the driver visibility, and some of the controls are okay, but could be a lot better. And so that's the only thing that really kept it from being a perfect 100.
That's absolutely incredible. I understand the third row seats are basically only suitable for kids. And also, tell us about the Tesla Model S doors, because I haven't seen this at the auto shows, but I understand there's some wizardry built into the doors that makes getting into the vehicle a little cool experience as well.
Sure. Actually, what you do is you just kind of walk up to the door, and the door handles themselves are flush against the body to obviously improve aerodynamics. And as soon as you get your hand even close to the door handle, it kind of pops out in a kind of seamless Star Trek electric kind of way, and you pull the handle and you go inside. And as long as you've unplugged the car and you've got the key on you, you just put it in drive and go. There's no start button. That's another thing you have to get used to.
Yeah, absolutely. And what kind of warranty does Tesla provide for the Model S?
Well, the warranty information, it should be right in front of me, but I can't find it. So I'd have to actually kind of look that one up. I don't know that off the top of my head, but there's enough confidence behind this car that,
sure,
that Tesla is going to stand behind it. And actually, one of the neat things, since it is all electric and it has this internet connection through the touch screen, if there's any kind of software update, it just kind of beams it to the car automatically. You don't really have to bring it to any dealer.
I know Tesla has hopes and definitely plans to bring additional models into the marketplace. Interesting to just touch a little bit on the man behind Tesla. He's a gentleman by the name of Elon Musk, and this is an entrepreneur, a guy that founded PayPal, a guy that's also into private space travel, and he's a very passionate guy from what I understand. Haven't had the pleasure of interviewing him, but he definitely takes this side of his business, the automotive side, extremely personal, as we've seen in some recent incidents between a couple of publications and the car company. He gets very much involved.
He's a staunch defender, and as anyone that puts all of their heart and soul into a product should be. They're based in Palo Alto, California, so they're in the heart of Silicon Valley, the heart of technology. They're not Detroit insiders. They're not kind of doing things the way things have always been done in the car industry, and they're picking a few fights. For example, the dealership council in North Carolina is fighting Tesla by banning the sales in North Carolina because there are no dealers set up there. Tesla wants to sell directly to consumers, and the very, very powerful car dealership lobbying groups want to keep them out. So they're kind of protecting their own turf. But you got to admire anyone that wants to stir up probably, and in my opinion, still one of the worst part of the automotive world, and that is the retail experience.
You know, that's a really good point, and I'm sure he's going to run into that problem all across North America, the fact that Tesla wants to have these company-owned stores and bypass the normal dealership process. It will be interesting to see how that whole thing shakes out, Mike.
It will, and I hope that in the end the benefit will be for the consumers. When you think about the things that most people hate to do the most, they would probably say, well, I hate speaking in public, I hate going to the dentist, and I hate buying a new car. Now, you know, you're a car guy, I'm a car guy, we love the whole world of cars, but why in God's name is the retail experience still so awful for so many people?
Oh, so many people absolutely dread it.
That's a show in and of itself.
It really is. And folks can find out more information simply by logging on to consumerreports.org. Just do a search on the Tesla Model S, and you can see some basic information. And you can subscribe to find out more details. And I would definitely urge you to do so, because Consumer Reports just got such a wide range of all kinds of cool things that you guys can tap into. 855-660-4261. That's our telephone number from around North America. Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Got an email question here. This one comes from Peter. Peter is listening in Utah, listening off KZNU, AM and FM in the Salt Lake City area of Utah. And he wants to know, Mike, about Tesla's future model plans. Are they going to be making any more affordable vehicles, is the way he puts it here in the email. I'm sure that's the plan, Mike. I'm not really familiar with the business plan of Tesla, but I know they've been working on a number of prototypes.
I've heard the same thing, Bob, and I believe that they're going to be coming out with a less expensive model. Again, you're not going to rake in a lot of sales when your vehicles are starting around $70,000 or $80,000. It's not what you call a volume seller, or you're not changing the whole automotive landscape when you have that few customers to sell to. So I've heard, and I believe I've read in more than one place, that Tesla is going to be coming out with a cheaper model, and you know, good for the rest of the car buying public. I mean, the Nissan Leaf is still clocking in at I think it's about $27,000-$30,000. Same thing for the Ford Focus Electric, and you know, again, you can buy cheaper cars out there, but if Tesla is going to reach a larger audience, they certainly have to get a model priced closer to the general public.
Let's segue over to a recent test of small sport utility vehicles. I know you guys have recently tested the Honda, the CR-V, the new Mazda, the CX-5, as well as the redone Toyota, the RAV4, along with the Subaru Forester. And I understand the Forester did extremely well. When we come back, we'll find out about that. And again, we got that trivia question out there. It's an easy one. GM made a very limited number of these vehicles. They leased them all. What was the name of that GM electric car from the 90s? 855-660-4261. Auto World continues on great stations all across North America and around the world via the Internet after these messages.
I'm on the road again.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
And more important,
search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or states? Did you miss sending out a prior year return? The IRS has said they're out to collect now more than ever, and they'll use all means necessary. They legally can and will garnish your wages, take your retirement, and even seize your property. If you're behind on taxes, call the Tax Relief Hotline right now. We can help legally resolve your tax debt. In many cases, you may be allowed to pay less than what you owe. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies. The Tax Relief Hotline can put an end to it all. Many of our specialists are former IRS agents. They know the system and how to make it work for you. Don't wait for the IRS to come down on you. Act now so you can resolve your tax debt for potentially much less than what you owe. Call us today at 1-888-340-2780. That's 1-888-340-2780. Call now, 1-888-340-2780.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The that do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're back live here on Auto World, 855-660-4261. Looks like we got a winner to the trivia question. It was the GM EV1 from the late 1990s, and we want to congratulate Kathleen, who emailed me up. Kathleen is listening in California. Thank you so much, Kathleen, and we'll get you out a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Mike Quincy is with us. He is a senior automotive editor with Consumer Reports magazine. We've been telling you all about the Tesla Model S, which scored 99. Can you imagine that? Check that out at consumerreports.org on the Consumer Reports testing scale. And now we're talking about a comparison test of small sport utility vehicles in which the Subaru Forester really shined. I understand the Forester is now the top-rated small sport utility from Consumer Reports. Mike, tell us all about it.
Yeah, Bob, we'll bring it down to kind of the level that most of us can afford. The Subaru Forester tops the small SUV category in Consumer Reports testing, priced anywhere between about $22,000 and about $33,000. The Forester is a really nice combination of fuel economy, great visibility. One of the cars that you sit in and drivers can see all four corners, which is becoming more and more important as we get more distracted in our driving. The brakes perform really well. It has a very nice, roomy interior, easy-to-use controls, good access, and about 26 miles per gallon overall in Consumer Reports testing, which is excellent for the category. I think anyone, certainly your listeners here in New England, where Subaru practically owns the market, will find the new Forester to be an excellent effort by this wonderful company.
They've made some upgrades for the all-new model. I know you can now get a higher-end stereo and some other luxury goodies. But, Mike, I'll tell you, I'm a late bloomer. I didn't get married until I was in my middle 40s, so I didn't get married until 2006. And I had my first child in 2010. And at that time, my wife and I had a Corvette, and my wife had an Audi TT 3.2-liter quattro six-speed manual. And after a few months of a baby seat in an Audi TT quattro, we ended up buying another vehicle, and we actually purchased a Subaru Forester. And one of the reasons why we did was, you know, being an automotive journalist, I'm very fortunate, like yourself, to get to drive so many different vehicles. But one of the things that really drew us to the vehicle is the size of the back seat. I mean, putting especially a front-facing baby seat into a lot of cars kind of takes out the front passenger seat. And this Subaru, and I know it continues in the all-new variant of the Forester, has an extremely friendly back seat, and it's a great vehicle for families.
You bring up a fabulous point, Bob, for all the people out there listening who have young kids or about to become parents. One of the best things that you can do when you're going car shopping is bring your child safety seat with you and install it in the car and make sure that baby and front passenger have enough room and you know, everybody's happy about that, because if you get in a car that where the front passenger seat has to be pushed so far forward that the passenger is uncomfortable, then that's never a good deal, regardless of what kind of price you're getting on the car. So you know, excellent point in bringing up installing the seat, making sure that everything fits.
Yeah, and I'll admit this is the first non-two-door vehicle I have ever personally owned.
You still have the Corvette?
I still do, yes.
God bless you. I was about to you know, give you the business, like, oh, man, if you sold your Corvette, I'm just going to be so disappointed. So I'm really glad you still have your Corvette.
I still have my Corvette, and, of course, if the media gods or the lottery gods or my career starts moving in a slightly better direction, there are so many wonderful performance cars out there right now for arrested adolescents like myself. I mean, I would love, you know, one of the new Mustang GTs or GT500s or Camaro ZL1 or, you know, I have a fondness in my heart for the SRT8s from the Chrysler Group, the Challenger, and the Charger. There's a family car for somebody who likes a performance vehicle.
Excellent.
And, and of course, the 2014 Stingray Corvette is just an absolutely gorgeous vehicle, and can't wait to get the opportunity to drive that one. But I was an only child, so I'm kind of spoiled. My parents were older when they had me, not unlike, you know, what I've done. My wife is significantly younger than I am, but my dad was 47 when I was born, and you know, our family car, and I was the only child, so our family car was a Ford T-Bird.
Nice.
So I grew up with a 68, let me see, I'll go down the line, a 68, a 71, a 73, a 79, an 82, and an 85. So kind of in the larger bird, but I learned to drive on no wonder I love torque so much. The car I learned to drive on was a 73. It was a 464 barrel. And, you know, once you get a little taste of that American torque, it's hard to get it out of your blood, Mike.
Well, as they say, there's no replacement for displacement. But you and I have so many similar likes and loves for cars. A lot of American muscle, V8 rear wheel drive, hopefully a manual transmission available. I've driven, been lucky enough to have driven a bunch of the cars that you mentioned, the newer models with all this V8 power and torque, and there's something to love about all of them. And I got the opportunity to see the new Corvette Stingray both in Detroit and the New York auto shows. We did a quick video about on the Stingray one from the New York shows. You go to YouTube and look up Consumer Reports. We you'll actually see yours truly walking around the Stingray and trying to keep my enthusiasm at professional levels. But boy, it looks so good in person. I'm just glad that that Detroit is still making cars like this, and I realize they have a limited appeal. I realize that in New England they're fairly useless in the snow, but for the rest of the year they're incredibly satisfying to drive. I mean, whoever thought that in the dark days of the 1970s mm-hmm. that we would have such incredible muscle cars today that are more comfortable, they're safer, they're more powerful, and they get better fuel economy. I mean, I never would have bet this would have happened.
No, thanks to modern computing technology and, of course, a lot of great hard work by all these great engineers. And that's a cool thing, too, we should point out. There are lots of great folks within the car companies here in North America that, you know, are relatively young, 40s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and they love cars, and they're injecting that passion into the vehicles. And you're so right about the mileage. When you look at the SRT8 variants from the Chrysler Group that with automatic transmission will flip to four cylinders, you can get some really decent fuel economy. I know they got the 8-speed in the SRT8 Jeep, and they will come across the board to the Challenger and the Charger and other vehicles. When you look at the same thing, GM has got the cylinder also displacement feature that pops it down to four cylinders in the SS Camaro. And when you look at even the Shelby GT500, who would believe, Mike, that this is a car packing, you know, 660 horsepower? That's the kind of power that used to win a race at the Daytona 500 and doesn't even have a gas guzzler tax.
It's amazing what they've done with fuel management, extra speeds in the transmission. I think the auto companies have to work a little bit harder at making the cars lighter. I think all the cars have to get lighter, which will certainly boost performance and fuel economy. But you're right. I mean, a Shelby GT500 getting 26 miles per gallon on the highway, and producing over 600 horsepower. I never would have guessed that in the 1970s. Let's not kid ourselves. I mean, none of these V8 muscle cars are going to be anything like a Toyota Prius. A Toyota Prius gets 44 miles per gallon over on Consumer Reports tests. It's our fuel economy king. If you're really concerned about the environment, you drive something like that.
Yes.
But for the rest of us that want to have a little bit of fun and mm-hmm. not feel totally guilty about burning this petrol, the V8 offerings from Detroit are the best they've ever been.
Oh, so true. And the other thing, Mike, you know, just as a trend that I'm very happy to see that, you know, we now have vehicles out there in the family sedan category, like the Ford Fusion, like the Kia Optima, like the Nissan Altima, and the new Honda Accord, and of course many other variants. Just touching on a few there. Finally, we can get a relatively affordable family vehicle that isn't a box on wheels. I mean, the style that the new Fusion has, the Kia Optima has, I mean, it makes people do double takes, and you're not paying that big premium for that super styling.
Oh, sure. The Ford Fusion, I think, is a wonderful design. Did very well in Consumer Reports tests. When I first saw the design in the Detroit Auto Show a year or so ago, I really thought it looked like a baby Jaguar. I mean, it has the lines, it has the looks, and it has the performance. In Consumer Reports testing, the hybrid version of the Fusion returned 39 miles per gallon overall. I mean, that is
great.
Really incredible.
We're sure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.